its final stages. As Werner Gitt writes, if the Sun and Eta Carinae were at the same distance from the Earth, it would be 4 million times as bright as the Sun. But even this is not the brightest object out there. During its final stages, a supernova, a form of dying star, may shine brighter than the whole galaxy in which it's placed. Take, for example, supernova 1987A, which during the peak of its luminosity was thought to be shining over 100 million times brighter than the Sun. These figures are completely off the charts, once again filling us with reverence and awe for our indescribable Maker. He simply spoke, and there they were. The sheer size of stars can also floor us. Scientists have located a huge star called IRS-65. To demonstrate just how massive it is, they say that if our Sun were only 18 inches high, then in comparison, IRS-65 would stand as tall as Mount Everest. Next up are neutron stars. Talk about the wow factor. Some astronomers estimate that neutron stars may actually be 10 trillion times denser than steel. But it's not only their density that dazzles us, it's their frantic activity too. Some neutron stars spin at rates of up to 600 times per second. It seems that Annie Dillard was right when she looked up and concluded, "The Creator loves pizzazz." So often we'll view the wonders God has made and comment on His incredible creativity. And so we should, for we see colours, patterns and order too beautiful for words. But through all that He's made, God is not just displaying the wonderful heights of His creative prowess, He is also showing us His mighty strength. These stars, in all their furious and explosive glory, convey the unrivaled power of a mighty Creator. In the book of Isaiah, for example, God keeps pointing us to the cosmos as a reminder of His great and unmatchable strength. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens. Chapter 44, verse 24. My own hands stretched out the heavens, I marshalled their starry hosts. Chapter 45, verse 12. He alone is God, and no one else is even near qualified for the job. But in case we need to check references or examine His resume, He stuns us with His creation. The book of Job drives the point home, and these are but the outer fringe of His works. How faint the whisper we hear of Him. Who then can understand the thunder of His power? Chapter 26, verse 14. For as awe-inspiring as they are, even these nuclear-fueled stars and spiraled galaxies are not the heights of God's power. They are...